This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. The Avila Soul String Quintet is making its Studio C debut today. Welcome to Studio C, everybody.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Melanie, yes. Alvey, you're the director. The first piece you've brought is an arrangement of a solo violin piece.
Yes.
Solo, one, there's five of you. So how does that work?
Yes, I have, this is from the collection of Bach, the solo violin works, the Partita number 2 in D minor. This particular movement is the Giga. I have other movements I've arranged for this, but we're going to perform this today. And I basically, I wouldn't say reharmonized, it kind of added what I think hopefully Bach considered could have been the harmonies to this melody. So it was a really fun chance for me to discover what those harmonies could be and put it in the context of this group. This group is, the goal of the group is to play more commercial mind of music, kind of forward thinking, breaking boundaries, figuring out new ways to play arrangements of old things or new compositions. So it's kind of a chance for me to stretch my wings and play some of my original music and original arrangements. So here is a Bach that we did.
So an updating of some music by J.S. Bach. This is the jig from Partita number 2 in D minor, arranged for string quintet by Melanie Joy Alvey, the Avila Soul String Quintet, on Live in Studio C.
Thank you.
The Gigue from J.S. Bach's Partita No. 2, updated by the Avila Soul String Quartet in an arrangement by Melanie Joy Alvey here on 91 Classical. Melanie, tell us why quintet.
Yes. Well, I love chamber music. I love string quartets. I've played it pretty much all my life. I decided, though, to add the upright bass to the typical string quartet setting. And within more of a commercial style quartet like this, or a chamber music setting, usually the cellist gets all the bass lines and sort of the bottom end of the groove. And adding the upright bass, I feel, takes away that pressure off of the cellist. And the bass player gets to play the bass lines, like in a band setting. And the cellist has more freedom to play more harmonies and play more melodies and be more involved in the ensemble.
And tell us about this next piece, because this one is originally conceived as a string quintet.
Yes. So this is one of my originals. I wrote a full string quintet, has three movements. Today we're going to perform the first movement of that. And I wrote this movement first. And so it's about maybe 5 years old. I've had it for a long time. I've had many incarnations of it, different variations, but it's kind of settled into this over time. And yeah, this was my first attempt to really go for grooves and melodies and different things and adding that upright bass. And not only is he playing bass lines, but he's playing some really intricate parts as well that kind of go along with what's going on with everyone else.
Okay, from your string quintet number one, Scene Shifting, this is the first movement, Call to Respond, music by Melanie Joy Alvey.
Thank you.
Call to Respond from Scene Shifting, a string quintet by Melanie Joy Alvey, performed by the Avila Soul String Quartet. Quintet? I knew that was going to happen eventually. Melanie, tell us about your upcoming concert.
Yes, we are performing at St. Philip Catholic Church in Franklin on September 13th at 7 o'clock. It will be in the original chapel, which is closest to the 2nd Avenue side, and it is a really lovely little room and perfect for chamber music. And acoustics are really nice in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us about this upcoming piece, Empathy.
It's a song I actually wrote. It's a jazz tune I wrote originally and recorded with more of a jazz combo about 5 or 6 years ago. And I've always wanted to arrange it out for this ensemble, and it actually just recently did it. So finally had a chance to do it. But we'll be playing these three pieces that you're hearing today on the concert, plus a few other pieces. Actually, playing with some vocalists as well that we'll be featuring in the concert. One is a woman named Krista Adams-Santilli. She's a soprano that just moved from Connecticut, and just wonderful powerhouse voice. And we're doing a original tango of hers. And another artist we're going to have is Hobo Kane. He's a Latin pop crossover artist who's been featured on Lightning 100 and different places like that here in town. So we've got a really diverse concert coming up, plus some sacred music there at the church.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Sounds like a fun concert with something for everyone.
Yes.
This last piece is Empathy, written by Melanie Joy Alvey, performed by the Avila Soul String Quartet, live in Studio C. ¶¶
Thank you.
Empathy, written by Melanie Joy Alvey, performed by the Avila Soul String Quintet, live in Studio C. Melanie Alvey, Bobby Chase, Nicole Neely, Caitlin Raitz, and Quentin Flowers, thank you for being on the show. To hear more from the Avila Soul String Quintet, you can find it on Melanie's website, melaniejoymusic.com, under Avila Soul. Next week on the show, we're kicking off 91 Classical's Clara Schumann Festival, celebrating the 200th birthday of one of the most important musicians of the Romantic era. Christian Klefstad, Elizabeth Small, and Carmine Miranda will bring her piano trio to Studio C. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.